Good morning. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu. The city of Brevard is working to eliminate spills of untreated sewage into the creek basins, especially during heavy rains. City Manager Joe Moore says the problem is getting better, that it used to take a lot less rain to cause such a spill as the one that happened over the weekend. Moore says city workers are constantly running tests on the city's sewer system and the 50-plus miles of sewer lines. He says one thing they're looking into is how many roof drain systems and sump pumps may be tied into the system.
If you have either one of those situations, we need to get them disconnected. We're not looking out to penalize people. In fact, we'll offer as a service to come out to your house or your business, do a dye test to just confirm whether you do have something connected into the sewer system, and work with you to correct the problem.
Less roof runoff and sump pumps mean less water in the sewer system. Moore says the appropriate place for such devices are into the city's storm drain system. If you have a sump pump or a roof drain, please call the city at 884-2171. Thanks to high winds and the winter weather, the Carl Sandburg home was closed for cleanup on Wednesday. The recent storm brought down a lot of limbs and the tops of trees. The house was expected to reopen yesterday, but the trails will stay closed for a while. There are 5 miles of trails at the historic site. Officials say it may take a week or two to clear them and reopen the popular hiking trails. Brevard's own Steep Canyon Rangers are one of the headliners at the annual Bluegrass First Class. That event's at the Crown Plaza Resort in Asheville this coming weekend. The two-day event will also feature the Dillards, Rhonda Vincent, Daly and Vincent, Tony Rice, and a lot more. The concerts start at noon today and run through midnight on Saturday. For ticket information, you can call 828-275-8650 or visit online bluegrassfirstclass.com. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.